Listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Five for both Saturday and Sunday, so mild January weekend coming up.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788. Stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll begin with the latest on the school shooting yesterday in Perry, Iowa. Authorities say they're looking into social media posts a 17-year-old student made around the time he opened fire, killing a sixth grader and wounding five other people. He was then found dead, apparently, having killed himself, they say. The AP's Ben Thomas.
We've got an active shooter situation at Perry High School. We need you en route.
The first day of school after winter break in Perry, Iowa. Dallas County Dispatch, courtesy Broadcastify.
We have a male subject down in the hallway, appears to be self-inflicted.
Investigators say that shooter, a 17-year-old identified as Dylan Butler, killed a sixth grader and wounded five others, including the school principal. He was armed with a shotgun and a handgun. And Mitch Morvet of the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations adds,
an improvised explosive device. The state fire marshal and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms rendered the device safe.
That sound from WOI-TV. Officials did not offer a motive, but two friends tell the AP he'd been bullied for years. I'm Ben Thomas.
Two trains should not be bumping into one another. That's what one transit official said after two New York City subway trains collided at low speed yesterday, derailing one of them. More than 20 people had minor injuries. This subway passenger says she's frightened now.
It was scary. This is the first time in my life, and I've run MTA for the longest time, and I've never experienced anything like this. I never thought I would be going through something like this. And now I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't even know if I want to get on the train again.
She talked to WABC-TV. They're looking into why that happened. Parts of the Northeast are expecting ice, snow, wind, and heavy rain this weekend. The UN projects that global economic growth will slow this year to 2.4%. This is AP News. The actor Glynis Johns has died. You may remember her from Mary Poppins. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
Actor Glynis Johns has died of natural causes at the age of 100 at an assisted living home in Los Angeles, according to her manager.
Well done, sister suffragette.
Glynis Johns appeared in more than 50 movies, but she was probably best known for playing the mother in the 1964 movie Mary Poppins. You may not know that composer Stephen Sondheim wrote this song for her voice.
Where are the clouds?
Johns won a Tony in 1973 for her role in A Little Night Music. She told the Associated Press in 1990 that song was the greatest gift she had ever been given in the theater. I'm Archie Zarletta.
President Biden kicks off his 2024 pitch to voters today, the day before the anniversary of the violent riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. the Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and health care needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
An update on weather is coming up from WRCO on this Friday morning. It is 22 degrees at 6 minutes after 7.
Are you currently in therapy or considering a procedure that will require in-house therapy services? Are you concerned about the high cost of transitional care housing during your therapy? Consider Schmidt Woodland Hills when you are ready for that needed procedure. Don't rush from your in-house therapy plan to your home before you are ready. Let us help you make the transition from therapy back to your own home when you are ready by staying in one of our efficiency apartments. Talk to us about a customized program tailored to your needs. Continue your therapy, get the assistance you need, and transition home on your terms. Daily rates include a comfortable furnished efficiency apartment, one meal per day, weekly housekeeping service, linens and cable TV. Additional services can be purchased a la carte. Come and see what options might be just right for you. To schedule a tour or for more information, call Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
Today, a high of 34, lots of clouds, but warmer than normal. Tonight, staying mostly cloudy, a low of 25. Saturday, mostly cloudy and mild again, a high of 35. Some patchy light snow possible Saturday night late, and a high of 35 Sunday. Monday, 36. Tuesday, 34, with a 50% chance of light snow, but just small amounts expected. The extended forecast through next Thursday calls for some snow likely, and a little bit of accumulation possible. Right now, after a low of 19, it is 22 degrees in Richland Center.
just you and me tonight. And baby, you're leaning for a kiss. And I know, and I know, and I know that it don't get better than this. 'Cause I got you for the rest of my days. In the sun on Sunday morning or the pouring rain. I got you for the rest of my life. And if all else goes wrong, baby, I'll be alright. 'Cause I got you.
Shay on WRCO, WRCE. Good morning. 12 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Always a little bit more pep in your step on a Friday, at least, you know, for me. It seems like that, although I think there's something in my shoe. That could be it. Here's Lone Star.
Let's take that spin. found out a long time ago what a woman can do to your soul. Oh, but she can't take you anyway. You don't already know how to go. And I got a peaceful, easy feeling. And I know you won't let me down. 'Cause I'm already standing on the ground.
And a peaceful, easy feeling. Not necessarily what you get when Hank Bray shows up. That's more of a queasy feeling, I think. Anyway, we'll find out in just a little bit. Plus, our birthdays and anniversaries for January 5th will be up in a few minutes.
When you want the best-tasting, freshest meat for your family's dinner table, there's only one choice, the Richland Locker. Along with a tempting selection of the display case, the locker cuts to order locally raised beef by the whole, half, or quarter, and hogs by the whole or half for an economical way to fill your freezer with high-quality meat that will last for months. You'll see and taste the difference. The Richland Locker on South Main Street, Richland Center, your local meat market since 1939. Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Save extra now during the half-price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center and Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price.
Yes, you heard it. Half price.
Special orders and layaways not included. The half-price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. But hurry, this fantastic sale ends this Sunday.
Choose Mr. G's.
For many aging adults, changes in health and lifestyle can lead to depression or anxiety. The loss of loved ones or our normal routines can leave a person feeling lonely and isolated. Senior Life Solutions, a department of the Richland Hospital and Clinics, is an intensive outpatient program designed to address the unique mental health needs of older adults. If someone you care about might benefit from a community of support, please reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics to learn more.
It's time for the roundup.
Imagine your choir teacher had a fun time with you.
What choir teacher?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, without further ado, we have a special guest. In fact, my lovely bride, June, is on the line. Morning, June. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning, June. How are you?
Good morning. Oh, I'm good. How are you today?
It is so nice to hear your voice before the Bears loss.
Yeah.
Ooh. I heard there's something that you want to tell me.
We're giving our equal time this morning, June. Anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, I think that this goes for both of you. And I think Phil more than you, Henry, because Phil seems a little bit obsessed with the Bears.
I know he does. I actually think he's a Bear fan.
He's bringing it up all the time. He talks about them. Hmm. He listens to 670.
Likes, that's a competing radio station.
And out of Chicago.
He likes it. Yep. Sorry, Phil. Tattling on you, but you seem to know a lot about the Bears.
It seems like he is like a super Packer backer, but a Bear fan underneath.
I think so.
I think you have turned this man.
No, I think so.
I think you've done a great job. And I was telling Phil before he even made the phone call, I said, your wife deserves a sainthood just because of putting up with his his stuff that he does every day, even here. I feel bad for you, June.
Well, thanks. I get him back.
Hey, but
you guys done yet here?
Hey, we're talking.
You know, and as far as Sunday, you know, may the best team win. I think my team is coming together very nicely. I know you don't like my quarterback, but I'm done changing quarterbacks.
I got promise.
I think the team rallies around him for a reason, and I think the team rallies around their coach for a reason.
I agree with you, June, but I just with the talent out there at quarterbacks this year, I think the Bears are missing a huge opportunity.
No, I don't think so. I think there's divas, and I don't want it. I don't want it for my locker room. I don't want it for my team. I think we've got a good guy.
I think she can coach the team, actually.
Yes, ma'am. Let's go get them. Let's go get them.
You Packer fans can keep the divas and the
Come on now.
Let me ask you a question.
We don't really have any divas now.
Let me ask you a question. Do you like Jordan Love? Do you like Jordan Love?
I don't know anything about Jordan Love. I try not to watch the Packers. I'll watch the Packers if they lose. I'll go back and watch the highlights.
Just enjoy that.
See what I have to live with here. See what I live with.
I don't know anything about Jordan Love. Yeah. The thing about me is I'm a Bears fan, not a Packers fan. So I don't pay attention to the Packers.
Wow.
I don't talk about the Packers. I don't listen to the Packers. I don't care. Right. I'm a Bears fan, so I stick to my own team.
June,
that's
a,
the way it should be.
Just to let you know, I went in the dark room about 18 days in December, and I still haven't made a decision.
Oh, boy. Well, I think that's about all the time we have today.
Yeah. Well, go Bears. Yeah. May the best team win.
There's a baby crying. She's got to get to it.
No, you're here.
Oh. Yeah, right.
I feel for you.
Have a good day, you guys.
June, thank you. Have a good day.
Yes, thank you there, dear.
Dear.
See what I have to live with there?
I think it's all good for you.
Don't you feel sorry for me?
Well,
that whole bear thing? Man.
You know, and we're...
I have to have a little bit of time. So I actually do. I'm a radio junkie. So
right.
I listen.
You're a sports junkie.
I listen to all different media.
Yep.
But listening to the Chicago sports stations, it's like a comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I do it, because it is hilarious when they win or when they lose, you know, and especially when they lose, because they have talked all year about get rid of Eberflus, get rid of Justin, get blah blah. Now they're like, oh, yeah, they're all excited, you know. They've been playing better.
They have been playing better.
Yeah.
I think they're one of the most best improved. They're probably the most improved team in Chicago.
Oh, yes, you got it. But she can pick on my quarterback all she wants. But did you hear the story this morning?
Here we go.
No. Did you hear the numbers for Love?
Mm-hmm.
He has connected on 68% of his passes, 16 touchdowns, one interception. So he is the best rated quarterback in the league for the last, seven or eight games?
But what's his record the last seven, eight games?
Well, you can't put it all on him.
Well, I understand that, but...
He doesn't play defense.
I understand.
He doesn't catch.
Neither do the Packers.
No.
But,
well, true.
But no, I understand where she's come from. I get it. But I still think that the Bears are missing an opportunity for a good quarterback,
mm-hmm.
Because Justin Fields is not going to be able to scramble for much longer. It's just the way the NFL is.
Yeah.
It is. And
it's a rough league.
It's a tough, tough league. And that's the only thing that I look at. Like, you need a good pocket passer. And then she's probably going to hate me for this, like a Peyton Manning. You know, the guy could throw. And then he could run when he needed to. So... You know, it's the running quarterbacks in the NFL, their lifespan in the NFL is very short.
They don't last. That's right.
No, I mean, and for instance, Lamar Jackson from Baltimore, he doesn't run like he used to, but he's a very good pocket passer. So he'll probably get the MVP of the league this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not, that's the only reason I say that, because once their legs are done, it's easy to defend.
Yes, right.
So, and Justin Fields is not that precise down the field. The only way that makes him good is his legs.
Mm-hmm.
It opens more up for him.
Yep.
But what do I know, Phil?
What do we know?
Well, I do know that the 5-second rule for food dropped on the ground does not work if you have a second dog.
That's true.
That is true.
Good luck keeping it on the floor 5 seconds.
Yeah, I got 6 questions to ask you.
Uh-oh.
To see if you see if you agree with me or not.
All right.
Things that the Hammer and Hank is super good at. You ready?
All right.
Forgetting someone's name 10 seconds after they tell me. Is that you?
I'm
15.
No, for me, I can remember then, but it's like a day or two later.
Right.
It's like, who is that guy?
Buying produce and throwing it away 2 weeks later.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Digging through the trash for the food box I just tossed because I already forgot the directions.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Been there, done that.
Making plans, then immediately regretting making plans.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Leaving laundry in the dryer until it wrinkles, and then turning the dryer to de-wrinkle, then forgetting it again.
Done that.
Yep. I've done it this morning. I do this all the time. Calculating how much sleep I'll get if I go to sleep right now.
Uh-huh. I've done that many times.
Yeah,
when you get up in the morning, you're like, okay.
I missed 3 minutes somewhere.
Right, yes. Right, sure.
So.
But... Or what I do is I'll look back. I text somebody before I go to bed. Mm-hmm. You know,
and see how much sleep you got.
Well, no. Then I'll look and I'm like, oh, I texted them. That was only 6 hours ago. Oh, man. I didn't get very much sleep, did I?
I didn't get a text from you.
No, it wasn't you. No.
You never text me.
No?
No.
Consider that a good thing.
This is a good thing that you could probably learn from.
What's that?
A giraffe cleans its ears with its tongue since their tongue is over 21 inches long.
Oh, man.
Did you know woolly mammoths were still alive when the pyramids were built?
Did not know
I did not know that either.
Huh.
I did not.
Maybe they helped. Yep. Maybe they helped carry the load.
The hair of a reindeer is hollow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's easier to fly.
Oh, I suppose it is. Yeah. They get that magic dust, they can fly.
Call now to order your 20... Never mind, that's not it. here's an island just big enough for you, Philip. And you'll probably be there after if the Packers win this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is an island called Just Enough Room, where there's just enough room for a tree and a house.
Oh, that's it?
Yep. Yep.
Well, if I can get my record player there... Probably be all right to live there.
Well, there's probably no electricity there.
Oh, that's a problem. Yeah.
Solar.
Oh, sure.
The human tongue heals the fastest compared to all parts of the body.
Hmm.
So.
I did not know that.
No.
Huh.
I didn't. Also, the tongue is the only muscle in one's body that is attached from one end.
Did not know that. Boy, Hank, you're just a...
I'm full of nothing.
All right.
Any plans for the weekend?
Well, not too much. You know, of course, the big game on Sunday. So,
But you know, next week, make sure you guys are getting plans for your snow removal and salt. And
maybe
shovels.
By Thursday.
By Thursday.
Yeah.
Make sure you visit the local Walsh's Ace stores and the All American stores. They have everything that you need for snow removal and stuff like that.
So. Better get the blade on the Mighty Alice.
Yes.
So I can save Sextonville next week.
Well, yeah, you. Boy, good luck, Sextonville. Everybody have a great weekend. And you know what, Phil? Be kind, buddy.
You got it, buddy. Even if that person is a Bear fan, be kind.
Parents, are you looking for a child care and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
The holidays mean that maple syrup season is right around the corner. Erica and Scott Walter from Driftless Gold are pleased to announce they now have a retail store open and offering a full line of quality CDL maple supplies and equipment. Whether you're a hobbyist, commercial producer, or just thinking about tapping a few trees this year, they have what you need. Call Scott at 606-5049 or feel free to stop by their retail store at 16885 County Highway U. That's between Viola and Reedstown. Store hours are Wednesdays noon to 5, Thursdays and Fridays 8 to 5. The folks at Driftless Gold wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and will help you make this spring just a little bit sweeter by bringing your maple syrup dreams to life.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Is your equipment old or damaged? Every piece of equipment we offer is designed to deliver substantial durability, comfort, and energy efficiency with leading-edge technology and brilliant features throughout. Call our office to get a free estimate on replacing your equipment. We have several lines to keep your budget in mind. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating at 647-6345.
7:35 on a Friday. Good morning. This date in history, 1970, All My Children premiered on ABC. 1972, President Richard Nixon announced he had ordered and developed the Space Shuttle. And also 1990, the movie Born on the 4th of July, starring Tom Cruise, opened nationwide. Celebrity birthdays today include actor Robert Duvall, who is 93. Former talk show host Charlie Rose is 82, and actress Diane Keaton, 78 on the 5th of January. We'll see who's who the celebrities are celebrating today in the area, courtesy of The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes to Karen Dieter, wishing you a happy birthday from Mom, Kevin, and Jill, from Carmen and Mark, Connie and Dave, and their families. Wishes to Mary Anderson from Tammy and Paige, and from Kyle and Tracy. Happy birthday to Mike Povemacher from Mom, Dad, Meg, and Amanda. Bill Wanneke from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Happy 80th birthday to Nanny. Love, Brianna, Sean, Elena, and Brantley. Greetings today from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club to Missy Harris. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club today. Wishes to Clay Tanner, Nicholas Knoth, along with Lori Ann Lee, Christian Bremer, and Joanna Bartles, Will Ashelman, happy birthday. And happy anniversary, Scott and Angela Hinkle. The RC Lions with wishes for Fritzy Goplin, Kyle Brown, Ariana Lewis, Pat Kraska, Mike Povemacher, C.C. Williams Salutis, Michelle Cosgrove, Claire Reedy, and happy birthday anniversary greetings to these fine folks in the area. They include Heath and Stacia Colstead. Have a great day today, and also to Andy and Jillian Troxell. Congratulations, best wishes from the Bloom City Town Crier to Franny Hasberg. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary to Heath and Stacia Colstead and to Andy and Jillian Troxell. Happy anniversary, Al and Carmen Durst from Lori and the Guys, to Al and Carmen from Uncle Butchie and Aunt Mugrat. Have a great day today, Grandma Carney from Papa Al, the 39th occasion of their wedding anniversary. Good deal. Al tells me it was like 45 degrees on their special day all those years ago. Probably a little bit warmer under his collar that day. And a happy anniversary wish to Alan and Carmen Durst from Nick and Leah and all the grandkids.
What do you get her for her birthday this year? What about a custom-cut loose gemstone of her favorite color? Then she can design her own piece of stunning jewelry at J.J. Walsh Jewelers. Hey, this is Jamie, and we specialize in one-of-a-kind custom designs, and we have hundreds of gorgeous loose gemstones to choose from. For the woman who is hard to buy for, this is the perfect gift. She gets something that she designed and has fun doing it. We can help along the way, too. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
Selection, service, at the best price. You'll find it all at Vitesnik Power Sports. Whether you're in the market for an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, snowmobile, watercraft, or boat, Vitesniks will get you equipped for the adventure ahead. Shop Polaris, Can-Am Off-Road, Honda, Kawasaki, Can-Am, Lynx, Ski-Doo, Tracker, Ranger, and many more under one roof. If you want it, they have it at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Happy birthday, Clayton Lisney. This is today from your whole family, from Grandma Jackie, and also from the family with lots of love. Best wishes, and thanks for sending those notes along to us today after my therapy session with Hank and June earlier today. I need to maybe get on out and kind of clear my head. And we'll do that in just a little bit here. The sports update at 8:10. Also, we'll have some fresh from the country and a trivia question of the day next hour right here. Right now, Shania Twain.
I dream it a stupid thing of being hit by Cupid. No one needs to know right now. I made it all.
And I hope you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
Almost everyone knows someone dealing with Alzheimer's or dementia. Hi, I'm Tish Carlson, Director of Memory Care at Our House Senior Living in Richland Center. We provide secure and loving care to seniors with memory loss concerns. Respect, dignity, and independence is our motto. We're a fully state-licensed memory care facility offering a well-trained 24-hour awake staff, individualized care plans, and constant communication with family. For more info and a tour of Our House's memory care unit, call me, Tish Carlson, 647-4533.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is is 7:45. Good morning. The forecast for today calls for a high of 34, staying mostly cloudy and a low of 25 tonight. Mid-30s for both Saturday and Sunday. Right now it is 22 degrees. A news update is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet.
At Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center, we've got the best customers in the world, and now we're in search of a great appliance repair technician to assist those customers. Starting pay is $20 to $25 per hour, full-time. Benefits include a 401k matching program, 9 paid holidays, 5 paid sick days, 2 weeks of paid vacation, a company vehicle, flexible schedule, and an awesome team to work with. Log on townandcountryrc.com to apply. That's townandcountryrc.com. Learn new skills and advance your career today with Town & Country TV & Appliance.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, in for Joanne Krulatz, and here is what you need to know. Two consultants hired to analyze new state legislative boundary lines in Wisconsin after the state's high court tossed the current Republican-drawn maps will be paid up to $100,000 each. Under the terms of the contracts made public yesterday, each consultant will be paid an hourly rate of $450 up to $100,000 total, which will be partially taxpayer-funded. The state Director of Courts has the authority to exceed the maximum amount if she determines it's necessary. Last month, the court ruled that the current legislative maps are unconstitutional because many districts are not contiguous. Medical marijuana is closer to becoming a reality in Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says a bill is nearly ready, and his caucus has spent a lot of time reaching a consensus among itself to make sure there are 50 Republican votes to be able to pass it. Governor Tony Evers gives his conditional support. The Democratic governor says he's likely to sign as long as the measure contains no, quote, poison pills. Evers says the people of Wisconsin support recreational marijuana, and they support medicinal use of marijuana. Evers and Democrats in the legislature prefer full legalization, something Voss says Republicans who control both chambers will never allow. Nominations for Richland Rejuvenates Making a Difference Awards are due today by 5 p.m. Richland Rejuvenates created the Making a Difference Awards in 2012 to give deserved recognition to individuals, organizations, and businesses who make a difference in our daily lives and make life better. All nominees are deserving of the honor, but some wish to not be in the public eye. Mick Cosgrove is the director of Richland Rejuvenates.
Probably the biggest challenge I have as director of the program is when I call and say you've been nominated and selected by the selection committee, they always want to say, well, not me, you should give that to someone else. And I mean, that's, I think, part of why they are deserving is that they're not doing it for that reason. They're doing it because they love the community, they love people, and they really do want to make a difference.
The committee that chooses the winners for the various categories appreciates nominations from the public since they are not aware of the great things that many difference makers do for Richland County. A list of the award categories for nominations can be found online at southwestpartners.org. When submitting nominations, information about the nominee is appreciated.
It's important that you give us at least a couple of paragraphs. The more, the better, but it allows the selection committee to really do their work, and it makes their job a little easier because if they don't know the recipient, they don't know exactly what they're being honored for. And as well as when we make the recognitions at the banquet, we like to read a few sentences from some of the nomination papers for that person so that we kind of get a feel, those in attendance get a feel as well.
Nominees do not have to be from Richland County, but the impact they make has to be made within the county. Nominations can be made at southwestpartners.org, emailed to swp.acctg@gmail.com, or dropped off at 1313 West Seminary Street, Suite 100. Remember, nominations must be submitted by today, by 5 p.m. The winners will be announced before the awards banquet, which will be held January 28th at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. Celebrate National Blood Donor Month by becoming a donor. Giving blood or platelets with the American Red Cross can help those in need make more memories with loved ones. When blood products are fully stocked on hospital shelves, patients don't have to wait for critical care. Two blood drives will be held in the area today. The first will be held from 11:30 until 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. The second will be held from 12:30 until 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Station. Making and keeping appointments throughout the month can help safeguard the national blood supply. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. Wisconsin's tax rates remained extremely low in 2023.
Wisconsin Policy Forum researcher Ari Brown says Wisconsin's tax rates are about as low as they can get.
Overall tax burdens remain very low historically. They rose ever so slightly from 9.96% last year to 10% flat this year.
Brown says cutting taxes any lower than this will start cutting into necessary services in some communities like police and fire. It would also mean more cuts in social services that people are used to. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Village Board in Plain will consider rezoning part of its industrial park to allow commercial businesses to set up shop. Its plan commission met this week and voted to change the zoning from industrial to commercial, paving the way for a proposed Dollar General to be built. During public comment, a local business owner spoke against the change, saying that the box store would hurt local businesses. The village president said that the board is trying to make its industrial park more commercial friendly. According to court documents filed in Indiana, the three people who allegedly kidnapped a child in Indiana who were later arrested in Iowa County had been in contact with the 11-year-old girl that was the subject of an Amber Alert in Indiana before taking her. The court documents say there was weeks of communication between the girl and the two of the three people arrested before her disappearance on December 30th. The three people, all from South Dakota, face kidnapping charges in Indiana, which carries a maximum 6-year prison sentence. A former military officer brings a warning to Wisconsin voters. Retired Navy Rear Admiral Michael Smith spoke in Milwaukee and at the state capitol in Madison Thursday. Smith, the founder and president of National Security Leaders for America, said former President Donald Trump is an existential threat to everything Smith swore to defend. He warned democracy is on the ballot in this year's election. Smith said while retired military officers are not supposed to get involved in politics, the threat posed by Trump is too great to ignore. Young people in Wisconsin will be allowed to stay on state medical programs for an entire year under new guidelines. The new federal rules require Badger Care Plus and other Medicaid programs to keep people under the age of 19 covered for a full year, even if their families leave the programs or if they no longer meet requirements. Department of Health Services Secretary Kirsten Johnson says the change ensures that children will be able to have stable access to wellness screenings, medical services, and vaccinations, regardless of their parents' status. 47 groups led by farmers got $1 million worth of grants from the state of Wisconsin last year. The money from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection supports farmer-led initiatives to improve Wisconsin's soil and water quality. This is the 9th round of grant awards since funding was first made available in the 2015 through 17 state budget. The Richland Center City Council approved a petition for annexation of property on Highway 14 East, known as the Old Co-Tractor Lot. The petition was requested by the Richland Hospital and Clinic, the current owner of the property. TRHC had planned to build a new facility on the parcels. However, that project has been paused at this time. TRHC also intends to retain the 40-acre parcel to develop a new hospital and clinic facility at an unspecified time in the future, working with the City of Richland Center to establish utilities there in the meantime. The property was approved as commercial general. The Common Council agreed to pay annually to the town of Richland an amount equal to the amount of property taxes the town levied on the annexed territory for the year of 2023. three, $631 for a total of $3,155. The council also approved securing auditing services with Johnson Block and Company for the year ending December 31st of 2023. The Grant County Board of Supervisors has moved to hire a county administrator. The board voted 11-5 to move forward with creating the position. After years of tossing out the idea of a county administrator, the board turned the table. The county has been unable to fill the full-time finance director position. The cost of the administrator position is estimated at $120,000. People who live in rural communities live an average of 3 years fewer than urban counterparts and have a 40% higher likelihood of developing heart disease. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is committed to changing that. For efforts to optimize acute cardiac care and eliminate rural health care outcome disparities, the Richland Hospital and Clinics has received the American Heart Association's Get With The Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Rural Recognition Bronze Awards for both the non-ST evaluations, acute coronary syndrome, and for the ST evaluation, the infarction, the STEMI award. The American Heart Association recognizes the importance of healthcare services provided to people living in rural areas by rural hospitals that play a vital role in initiation of timely evidence-based care. For that reason, all rural hospitals taking part in the Get With The Guidelines CAD are eligible to receive award recognition based on unique methodology focused on the performance awards and metrics. Starting this month, some new personal computers that run Microsoft's Windows 11 operating system will have a special Copilot key that launches the software giant's chatbot. Also, getting third-party computer manufacturers like Dell to add AI buttons to laptops is the latest move by Microsoft to capitalize on its close partnership with the ChatGPT maker, the OpenAI, and make itself a gateway for applications for the AI technology.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's again. We have on hand many varieties of birdseed, suet cakes, and feeders for all your bird feeding needs. Also, our annual wood pellet sale is going on now, and don't forget to order your ice melt in Road Crew or Blue Zap for this winter. Stop in at Richland Center Muscadet or La Crosse and see these and many other products we have on hand, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Here are today's vital statistics. John A. Woolley, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Stoddard and Viroqua, died December 20th at Schmidt-Woodman Hills. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Stoddard. Burial with military honors will follow at the Stoddard Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church from 10 until the service time at 11. A celebration of life will also be held Sunday at 1 at the Woodbrook Community Center in Lakeland, Florida, with speakers Jerry Sledge and the Woodbrook Veterans. In lieu of flowers, contributions can be made to St. Jude Children's Hospital, a Grace Hospice, or Schmidt-Woodman Hills. John A. Woolley, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Stoddard and Viroqua. Avis M. Spencer, 73 of Richland Center, died December 20th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11 until 3 at Turbo's in Hub City. A private family burial will be held in the Rockbridge Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Avis M. Spencer, 73 of Richland Center. Janet M. Davis, 86 of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. No formal funeral services will be held. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Janet M. Davis, 86 of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Irma Valerio Geraldo and Efrain Carvajal Ramirez had a son, Yvonne.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service
from
Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology,